With so many families feeling overscheduled and both kids and adults spending more hours on screens every day than ever before, taking time to reconnect and relax together has never been more critical for families that want to stay healthy and connected. But how can we as parents make that happen and make it fun for everyone involved? Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones, Executive Director at SCAN of Northern Virginia, and my guests today are Michael Swisher with the Arlington Partnership for Children, Youth, and Families, and Emily Thrasher from Arlington County Parks and Recreation. Today, we'll discuss why leisure and recreation are so important for families to really connect in meaningful ways with one another. Plus, we'll talk about some simple ways you can start scheduling it into your routine right away. So, Emily, let's start. I think leisure and recreation almost sound old-fashioned these days, but what are we talking about?
Well, we call them family fun activities. Or families unplugged activities. Speaking of the screens, that's so we've a little modernized it a little bit. But I think the reason it's so important, there are so many, but really the first and most simple one is that it's fun. And being overscheduled, sometimes it's hard to feel like you get to have fun together. You could watch each other have fun, but there's not so much of the togetherness, being in the same world, being a part of that. And getting down on their level with your kids, which is not always the easiest thing. Another thing that's really important is that it gives parents an opportunity to play and connect with kids in their own world. And we do a lot of evaluation with our family programs. So 90% of the families that do stuff with us love the chance for parents and kids to have fun together. And they like the opportunity to connect with other families at the same time and the chance to create lasting memories, which you don't really think about, but it is very important. If you think about your own childhood memories, the things you do as a family really stick out and stand there and stay. It also humanizes parents. You get to see your parent being goofy or clumsy. You get moving together. You get to do physical activities together, depending on what you're doing, family bike rides, hang out in the park. You also get to interact and talk with one another, be social, know what's going on in your kid's life, doing a fun activity so it's not pressure. It's not, so what are you doing? What's happening with you? And you also get to think, learn, create together, do the mental stuff, do art projects together, do things like that.
That's great. And Michael, you guys talk about sort of being intentional about actually scheduling some time to relax. So talk about some of the tips that you offer families to make sure this happens in our daily routine.
Well, first I want to talk about why it's important to schedule, because it is, and you'd said from the very beginning that we're so overcommitted, we're so overscheduled that, believe it or not, you have to schedule leisure time. It sounds crazy weird, but in work I've done with kids over years, I've actually done sort of evaluating how much time kids have of leisure versus how much time parents have. And some kids will have up to 8 hours a day of leisure time, and parents have, you know, 30 minutes to 2 hours. And so that right there, that difference is we need to plan that time, plan for them so they can use up some of that time, but then plan for us because that's how little we have. So that's why it's so important. In terms of how to do it, I struggle, you know. Growing up, we did not do leisure as a family, so it's not something, whereas my wife did. And when we came together, I was like, we need to really plan for this. And so the first thing is commit to it. We do want to do this as a family. We want to have fun together. How can we do that? And then you can decide, you know, look at your own family schedule, how much and how often. You know, do we do once a week? Do we do a Friday night family night? Or is it just every month? And then decide on ideas. And this is, I think, the funnest part where you can get the kids is being able to choose and actually giving them. It's so much of our homes, the parents are in charge, the parents run the schedule, and the kids just go along with. So especially when they're young, being able to give them like, so next week is going to be your turn to choose. What do you want to do? And they get to choose, and that's empowering them and, you know, making them feel like I'm very much a part of this. And then, you know, schedule it, do it. One of the ways I think about, and I run out of ideas when it's like, I know there's time coming up, or you get this opportunity that something fell through and now you've got 4 hours to play with on a Saturday afternoon. Oh my gosh. So I've really started collecting. I've got it. It's, you could be as organized as possible, have a notebook with file. We don't do that. I cut out articles that I see in the paper that look like a neat thing, or I write it down and stick it into a folder. I have a bin essentially, and toss stuff in there. And we go there when we want to look for something. Like, oh, wait, well, I remember. Hang on. And then go find it. And that's that way it's there. Because I don't always remember things well. And so one thing to do there, too, is once you go somewhere there, make some notes so you remember what it was like. And if you found out there's a better parking spot or, you know, if we'd have done this, it would have been cheaper. Or we could have, oh, my gosh, there was a restaurant we could have gone to. So those kind of things, once you're there and you see it, you know, next time we'll try it. We'll do it the X way. So that's always a good way to do, too, so you remember.
Great.
Hey, oh, finally, just enjoy it. You know, that's the last part of it. Have that fun because, you know, as Emily was saying, those shared common experiences, those shared positive experiences, that's what you can go back to time and again. And when things aren't going so well in your relationship with your child, you can still go back to remember when, and you can have some happy moment that you can share.
And kids love stories about themselves when they mm-hmm. were younger. And that creates that sort of internal oral history of our family when you're able to sort of remember some of those funny times or goofy times or leadership times where the kid stepped up and helped save the day, so to speak, mm-hmm. in a particular activity. If you're just joining us, this is Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quinones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Michael Swisher and Emily Thrasher from Arlington County. And we're talking about the importance of recreation for families. And Emily called it family fun, but there's other benefits for families from spending this time.
I mean, to me, some of the benefits are just that closeness and building that relationship. And that's something we're really trying to push right now. We know that in Arlington, from survey from our own kids, we know that 70% of kids feel loved and supported by their parents, but only 32% feel they can talk to their parents about difficult issues. And so if we can strengthen relationships between parent and child, that number's got to go up. You know, I can feel more comfortable. If I can feel comfortable talking to you about the fun we had over the weekend, then maybe I can feel comfortable talking to you about topics like sex, drugs, rock and roll, you know, gangs, whatever, all those negative things we don't want them, and they'll have questions about. And if they don't come to us as parents, they'll go elsewhere to find it. So in terms of just strengthening that relationship, that's a huge benefit to having fun together as a family. And then it's a way to, you know, build their strengths up in terms of being able to talk and, you know, have them tell their own stories about what they did. So conversation starters. And I think about in other ways of connecting, you know, when you relate to when you were a kid and sharing some of your own stories. When I was 7 years old, I had a bicycle. It was my favorite bicycle. It was blue. I tell the story of when I got my first bike and my dad pulled up in front of the house and pulled it out of the back seat. That was just so exciting. So be able to talk about those. And all of a sudden, you're human. Kids don't see us necessarily as being children. And so being able to relate in that sense, it strengthens, again, that relationship.
And it can be equalizing experience mm-hmm. because maybe we do something that we as adults aren't good at, and our kids get to see us able to have fun with that and to know that we're not good at something and to still try it. And that can be a good lesson for kids to see us as not perfect and not thinking we're always in control, but willing to take some risks and put ourselves out there. And that has some life lessons as well.
Absolutely.
And I think you all talked a little bit about having opportunities for child-directed time. You know, I think a lot of times as parents, we try to, even when we have quote-unquote free time, we try to direct that time because we're trying to accomplish something because we think as parents we're supposed to be accomplishing something in every moment of our day. And really being able to say, okay, this is, you know, your time. What do you want to do for the next hour? And for the next hour, you get to decide what we're going to do and try as the parent to really follow the child's lead and see how powerful that can be for kids and for our relationship.
That can actually be very difficult because even if you sit down to play Legos with them, then you need to follow their lead in terms of what you're building and not try and, shouldn't we do it this way? No, just let them go. I struggle with that, and I know many do. So
I have struggled with that as well. And I think sometimes the younger they are, the more repetitive they want to be mm-hmm. in some play. And there's really good, solid developmental reasons why they need to be repetitive. And that's hard. That's hard for me anyway. But I think if we know that this is what I'm going to do for the next hour is let my child sort of guide where we're going and really focus on that. That can be powerful. Emily, offer some other ideas for parents who might be listening, especially maybe low-cost ways that we can still have family fun together.
Yeah, I think it seems daunting sometimes because, one, there is a lot of high cost, and two, there are a lot of things out there that may seem not quite right for what you want. In terms of resources, there's a new one called Project Play. The website is novaplays.org, and you can find the nearest playground by age and amenities. I actually looked at it today. It's really cool, and it gives you a map. It's like Google Maps, and it points out parks, and you can figure out if you want a water fountain or a bathroom or what kind of playground you want. So it's really interesting, especially going into those summer months where you may find yourself somewhere and really want a park or want a park day with your kids. Another good resource is Living Social or Groupon. They have really good deals for kids on things like bowling, the Spy Museum, paintball, laser tag, meals, anything like that. And they have some really cool stuff on there. We also, I would say any municipality. So we have a website, arlingtonva.us/kids is where all of our family programs are located. But any municipality will have a website, and you can pretty easily search what they have going on for families, even if it's just a play space or an indoor playground or something like that. Other things you can do with your kids, swimming in the pool is great during the summer. Nature centers are great year-round if you want to see some animals at a low cost. Also, the zoo and museums, of course, around here. We're so lucky that most everything is free. Libraries are great. They have stuff going on all the time. They often have youth librarians that are really into doing things with your family and providing opportunities for reading together. Outdoor concerts and movies throughout the area in the summer, again, I would say a web search is probably your best idea for that. But they're out there, and there are a lot of them. The Kennedy Center Millennium Stage is a great opportunity. And then, of course, I would say family recreation programs. We do things from huge outdoor events at parks to large-scale theme nights to classes, all kinds of stuff like that. And it's out there. So I would say any time where you get an opportunity, even for some facilitated family fun, it's nice.
Some great suggestions. And really, there's not a perfect way to spend active family time together. We just encourage parents to understand the importance of planning leisure and recreation together and then get the kids involved to make it fun. It can be a great opportunity to try new things together, to stay healthy, to discover new interests, and ultimately strengthen the connections with your kids. Start something as simple as scheduling a day at the park together and go from there. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank Arlington County's Michael Swisher and Emily Thrasher for joining me to talk about this very important topic. Remember, kids need connections. We are all responsible for connecting with the children in our communities, and we can each help families thrive. For more information about recreation for families as well as other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at scanva.org.